Hutch and Moss.
Yeah.
We don't know if they're going to get in. They're not going to get in this year, but are they Hall of Fame guys?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it feels like to, you know, first ballot Hall of Fame or what. I mean, I know it's a little extra special. I certainly think Randy's in that category. You know, without question, just the way that he, from day one, literally just took the league by storm and dominated for a long, long time. I mean, Hutch, you know, who knows how they look at guards and if those guys even know what they're talking about when they talk about guards. But, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. To me, a Hall of Famer is two things. One, you're dominating, but two, you're consistent. It's not like 1 week you're on, next week you're off, 1 week you're on. You can always, you know what you're going to get from that guy week in, week out. You're going to play at a high, high level every single week, and Hutch certainly did that.
Yeah, I think Mike Zimmer's going to be up there for Coach of the Year. Maybe he wins it, maybe he doesn't. But your thoughts on the job Coach Zim did this year?
I don't know how you could really have any complaints. You know, I mean, that team, you know, lose your quarterback, lose your running back. It doesn't matter. They just kept going and put together 13-3. Shoot, I think in my career, I think only one time I won more than 12 games. And that was my rookie year when I was just sitting on the bench. So maybe it wasn't the team. Maybe it was me. Anyways,
let's not think about that.
Fantastic year. The way that he's just has those guys. He's got the respect first and foremost. They respect him. They listen to him, and I thought he did a great job of keeping those guys focused. And I know Zim doesn't care if he wins or not, but certainly I think the people in Minnesota, us Vikings fans, happy that he's the coach.
Yeah, no doubt. You've been to some Super Bowls. As a player, but also working for the league or around the league, how has Minnesota done hosting a Super Bowl?
You know, I think it's been great. I mean, talking to all sorts of people from out of town, and they talk about the cold and we got snow, but I mean, I think that's wonderful. You know, you get the full Minnesota experience. But everybody you talk to say, boy, the people are nice, and that's our identity as Minnesotans, right? So glad that that's coming through. I think that everybody involved in the planning of this did a great job of balancing. You got Minneapolis, you got St. Paul, you got Bloomington, the Mall of America. It did a great job, and I think that Minnesota definitely put its best foot forward.